bring it to the floor.
Talent, grace, I'm never gonna be done. Lean on in, now welcome to the kingdom.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and I'm not alone. She is the United Wrestling Network on-air correspondent. Please welcome Emily May.
Hey.
Hey, hey. And unfortunately, Sarah couldn't be with us today, but you know, she's doing her thing as per usual. And the show must go on. So we have an amazing, amazing guest. She's a former Impact Knockout champion, the death dealer of the shadow and heir apparent to the undead realm. Please welcome Rosemary.
Oh, we always approve when a mortal uses our full title. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for coming on. So I have so many questions for you. The first one I want to ask, you had a little bit of an issue with Taya a couple of years ago, but now you guys seem to be working together. So what's that about?
Well, yes, we've reiterated multiple times the fact that who possibly could know you better than someone you've been to battle with? You are at your most raw, your most exposed, and your most honest on the battlefield. Therefore, someone you have had extensive issues with is going to know you on a much deeper level. The Valkyrie and the Demon have gone to war so many times, and we know each other so well that when when we were commanded by the Shadow to form an alliance with her, it was not difficult to do so because we already knew her so well. And the fact that we became so dominant as a tag team leading up into the announcement of the tag team titles being returned to Impact, we really knew that we had something there because we could rely on her to be where we needed her to be and vice versa without looking. We know each other's steps, we know each other's movements, and we know each other are going to be where we need them to be. And that is what you truly need in a partner and in an alliance. And that's why Ragnarok has become one of the most dominant forces in the Knockouts division in years.
Okay, I like that. I can roll with that. Now, speaking of another alliance that you had, Demon Bunny, she's in another universe. Do you talk to her still?
It's so much more complicated than that, child. Our bunny died. Our version of Allie is dead. There's no bringing her back yet. And we don't know how much you know about multiverse theory and alternate timelines. There is another doppelganger. There is another version of her, yes, in another realm. We don't know her. She operates differently. She is definitely one to watch, but we aren't familiar with her. And we have to keep tracking her movements because there is definitely something about her. She is an Allie. She is a bunny, not ours. And it's intriguing. And we would like to know more. But our bunny is dead. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, no. We didn't mean to upset you.
It's fine. Father.
How are you using your powers in the Impact universe? And do you have plans to extend them past that?
We had so many plans that were foiled recently. As you know, we were intended to be wed to the extra virginal Johnny Bravo. However, as somebody, well, he did have a tendency to make enemies as he went along, and someone took fate out of our hands and decided to shoot him on the wedding day, the very day we would have harvested that extremely powerful virgin blood. But that's fine. That's fine. We'll find another way to manifest our true power. Just another setback.
So you've been in this universe for quite some time. You started back in 2008. Has anything changed as far as wrestling-wise to you from then to now?
So much. So and first and foremost, being the variety, the absolute selection of opponents that we choose. But when we first started, there was maybe four girls that we tended to have just a rotation on the circuit with. Now, you go anywhere in the world, anywhere in this country in particular, and you have an absolute delicious choice of opponents that you could pick from. There are so many humans that we have not even had a chance to get in the ring with, have not even had a chance to even meet, let alone go to battle with. The selection is so exciting. There's and you know us, we just love a good fight. So anyone who's going to bring that to us, we welcome the challenge. And the difference, but in the last 12 years alone that we can speak of, and certainly before that, the selection was even smaller. But the more women's wrestling grows, the more chances and the more opportunities we have. It's so very, very exciting because we know everything's always going to be fresh. There's always going to be new faces, new opportunities, and new battles to be had.
So who are you ready to battle next?
Well, right now, we've got a little Tennille problem. Isn't it just so adorable when mortals think they can manipulate the master of manipulation herself, the demon assassin?
It's true.
We'll humor her for a bit now. But after that, we don't know. Even in our time being going on our sixth year now in Impact, there are still matchups that we haven't had one-on-one yet. We've faced Tasha and Kiera in tag so many times, but we haven't yet had a singles with Tasha. And we have so enjoyed throwing her around in the ring. Could we possibly do that one-on-one next?
Could be a possibility. Now you were a Knockouts champion back in 2016 to 2017. Mm-hmm. Is there a pursuit for that championship again, or are you beyond that?
Not so much beyond. It's not up to us per se. You have to remember that we follow the will and the order of the shadow. If the shadow deems that it is time that we should make a true run for the Impact Knockouts singles championship, then that is what we will do. We will turn our attention towards it. Up until now, we were dedicated and ordered to go after and secure the returning Knockouts tag team championships. While we have been knocked out of contendership for that tournament by a certain virtuosa and her curator, Kimberly, a virtuosa that is the current Impact Knockouts champion, might we add. You have to assume that with the finals being Tasha and Kiera versus Havoc and Nevaeh, two teams that we have a lot of history with, that Ragnarok would be in line for one of their first challengers, whoever ends up being the Knockouts Tag Team Champions. So the tag titles are still first and foremost in the Shadow's command. We did get a chance at the Knockout Singles Championship recently, and that was the first time we had stepped in the ring with Deonna Purrazzo one-on-one. It did not go our way, but if there's anything that we do from every single encounter that we have is learn, adapt, and evolve. And that might not be the outcome the next time the virtuosa finds herself across the ring from the demon assassin.
Okay. Now, I've heard in previous interviews that the demon assassin can tell the future a little bit. So I kind of want to ask you a few questions about the pay-per-view coming up and see if you could just let us know. So your friend, Taya Valkyrie, is going up against Deonna Purrazzo, which you just mentioned. Do you know the outcome of that match?
This, again, it's difficult to say because when we're asked about reading the future, which particular future are you talking about? For we do see multiple timelines at once, and there are obviously an infinite number of possibilities that could happen. The Valkyrie could win. The Valkyrie could lose. The Valkyrie could be destroyed. That is an absolute possibility, where she could just it's not ideal, obviously. Sometimes certain things go wrong. There are possible futures where our alliance crumbles. We don't see that happening. The Shadow hasn't ordered that yet. But the one that we hold strong to, the one that we are channeling on, is that the Valkyrie recaptures the Knockouts Championship. That whoever ends up being the Knockouts Tag Team Champions will then have to face Ragnarok. And then we bring all of the Knockouts titles into the Shadows fold and really go into 2021 with the power and holding the Knockouts division and Impact Dressing itself hostage, perhaps.
Okay. So one final prediction or, on what every universe you feel fit. You mentioned the tag team championship, so it's Havoc and Nevaeh against Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz. Do you see what the outcome for that one's going to be?
Both of them have so many weapons and so many different ways to win this. Havoc and Nevaeh, perhaps at first glance, and someone who isn't familiar with things might think that they are the favorite going into this. Havoc is by far one of the most powerful entities we've ever come across in this realm or the next. She was actually our first match when the demon manifested in this earth realm, and we've had so many wars with her, whether straightforward or whether with multiple weapons and toys involved in the match, and we cannot wait for our next one. She's always fun to battle, and people might think that she is a clear favorite going into this with just her sheer power. However, the Firefly, Kiara Hogan, and Tasha Steeles have come so far, Kiara especially, since her debut in Impact Wrestling and growing in confidence and growing in skill and growing in darkness, if it could be fair to venture there. She did take a visit to the Undead Realm. We got her out relatively quickly, but you do not escape the Undead Realm unchanged. And since that moment, we have seen a different Kiara Hogan. And since allying with Tasha Steeles and the two of them, while yes, they do use a lot of energy, they use shouting at you and distractions as an absolute weapon in their matches, the two of them are wily, they are sneaky, and they find a way to win. You saw in our match with them where we were ejected from the tournament, the interference from the Virtuosa and Kimberly leading to that. Tasha and Kiara did not hesitate to capitalize on that advantage, and truly, we commend them for it. We would have done the same thing. And it is that ability to adapt to the situation, to read what is happening, and to use it to your advantage to capture that win, that is what they bring into this match, and that is why they could easily become the underdog victory in this tag team title match. But either way, both teams are strong, both teams have a lot of history with Ragnarok, and both teams can see us down the road, we assure you.
You know, I don't know if you were affected by this. The rest of the world was with, you know, COVID and the pandemic. What have you been doing, or have you not been affected by it?
Well, of course, yes, absolutely, we've been affected by it. While our soul, our demon soul, is immortal, this is a human body that we are using as a host, and therefore, of course, susceptible to any sort of pandemic going around the world. So we do have to keep wary of that. We do have to make sure that we are keeping this host body safe as well, because it's just so tedious to clone another one if anything was to happen to this one. But in the meantime, we're always trying to be creative, always looking to keep our mind and our body engaged, as we do not want to become forgotten, the last thing on our mind. So always making sure to create, always making sure to keep our skills honed. And that means keeping ourselves occupied, making sure that we're training, making sure that we're learning new techniques. We have, of course, had the advantage that several people in professional wrestling have not had with the disappearance of the independent circuit, in that still we do still get to wrestle on television. We do still have Impact Wrestling, and we are obviously grateful for that. We are still being able to get into the ring, something that so many have not been able to do. And we're so grateful for that, because without Impact Wrestling to not be in the ring, we just wither away, and we thrive on battle, we thrive on competition, and to not have that would just be horrifying. But we look forward to a day when the independents can come back, because it allows for more encounters that we're not going to get in Impact Wrestling. As we were talking about before, there are so many out there that we want to face, and when that comes back, it will be a glorious day indeed.
Oh, that I agree. Thank you. Thankful for Impact Wrestling.
Yes. So as you look to the future in 2021, where do you see Rosemary the Demon Assassin going in Impact in that universe? I see trouble ahead. That's what I see, but I want to hear it from you.
That would be telling, wouldn't it? as we said, in the most immediate future, the most ideal path, the most ideal reality to manifest would be if the Valkyrie was to win the Knockouts Championship this Saturday, and then down the road we were to capture the tag titles and bring all the belts into the fold, bring the power, bring the control into Ragnarok, and then, well, what happens? What happens to people who have power? People are gravitated towards them. People are drawn to power. So if we were to gather all the power to ourselves and then build upon this alliance, bring more into the fold, be able to go out and capture the rest of the titles in Impact Wrestling. We already have seen the return of our dear brother, Crazy Steve, into Impact Wrestling. While we have not had too many interactions with him as of yet, just know that we are talking. And when the time is right, when the shadow is ready for our brother, Crazy Steve, to realign with the Demon Assassin, that would be, as you said, trouble for anyone involved.
Ooh, well then.
We'll
leave that trouble alone for now. We're going to play a game. It's called Rapid Hot Tags.
Women's Wrestling Rapid Hot Tags.
So Rapid Hot Tags is brought to you by Goalie Nutrition, the world's first apple cider vinegar gummy. You can use the code TKTrinidad5 to get your discount today. So what Rapid Hot Tags is I'm going to ask you a question and you're going to say the first thing that comes to mind. So are you ready?
Yes.
So night owl or early riser?
Oh, night owls. Keep the sun away from us.
What is your favorite food?
You know what we really enjoy? The humans have absolutely perfected is this concoction called chocolate.
Delicious.
Very, very addictive. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be?
Mass teleportation.
Okay. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which one would you choose?
Well, we're already long past 90, if you want to be technical, but how about retaining the body and skill of a 30-year-old prior to a knee surgery?
I'll take it. If your house burned down and you were able to save all your loved ones and your pets, you had one last chance to go back into the house. What would you get?
Okay, so the cats are safe. Is that what you're saying?
The cats are safe.
Yes. All right. Probably all the fan art that we've collected over the years from the Hivelings that we do have on the wall behind us. We love it. It's fascinating to us. It's fascinating that we've been able to inspire art and creativity in the Hive. And yes, we would be remiss to see all of those.
Today's Star of the Week is brought to you by Label My Keys. Use code WWTALK for 50% off all of your orders. Today's Star of the Week is NXT star Shotzi Blackheart. Debuting in 2014 as a valet in Hood Slam, Shotzi became a well-known star of the West Coast indie scene, holding championships at AWS, Gold Rush Pro, and East Bay Pro. She was previously scheduled to appear on season 6 of WWE Tough Enough, but a heart issue led to her failing her medical exam. She went on to wrestle for Shine, Sabotage, AWA, Mid-South, and Impact before eventually making her way to WWE again, where she was signed. There she won Breakout Star of the Year for 2020, making all of us back home immensely proud. Follow her at Shotzi Blackheart and tell her Women's Wrestling Talk sent you. Want to learn more about a star of the indie scene? Shoot us a suggestion for the future Star of the Week. And don't forget to check out Label My Keys. If you're a hiker, a real estate agent, or just someone who wants an extra peace of mind, Label My Keys is the perfect way to prevent lost keys or to help you keep organized. Visit labelmykeys.com and enter code WWTALK for 50% off of your order. I'll take that. Now, if you want to get healthy for 2021, then you can, and you want to incorporate Goalie Nutrition in your life, Goalie Nutrition are gluten-free, gelatin-free, vegan, non-GMO, and made with select organic ingredients, free from artificial sweeteners and preservatives. Visit goalie.com and enter the code TKTrinidad5 to get your discount today. So guys, definitely go and check that out. Thank you so much, Rosemary. Now, where can everybody find you?
Yes, on social medias, we try to keep it simple with the same tag on both. Instagram and Twitter is at WeAreRosemary. For merchandise, do feel free to head over to demonxbunny.com. several different pieces for whichever version or whichever shard of the demon or whichever doppelganger of the bunny that you prefer. There's something for everybody. And our human counterpart does tend to stream on Twitch as well. So twitch.tv/rmthedemonassassin. If you wish to hang out with Courtney Rush, we're not entirely sure why you would, but here we are.
I mean, I have a, well, I have one more question before we get out of here. So Courtney Rush and the Demon Assassin, like, so you're, it's, do you guys fight for each other or does she pop out? Like you have a contract where she pops out, like, you know, once a week or a couple hours.
Every once in a while, you know.
Oh, originally, yes, there was a struggle, a power struggle over manifestation rights over the body. But then we just cloned her and made our own, and it was just so much easier that way. She can go about her business, and we go about ours.
Easy. There it is. Yeah. So I'll definitely let you go about your business. Emily, May, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller.
And don't forget to donate, guys. You guys can go to coffee.com/WWTalkPod. We definitely need your help and support in kind of keeping everything behind the scenes going. So definitely go and donate that. Don't forget to like and subscribe on all our social media, WWTalkPod. And we have a new website, so go and check that out, WWTalkPod.com. And other than that, also shout outs, one other shout out to Josh Rodriguez. He does the sound and producing for our show. So shout out to him. If you want a show get done, definitely hit him up. You can follow me at TK Trinidad. And thank you guys so much for making Women's Wrestling Talk the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Thanks, guys. Ciao.
Thank you. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.